It's pretty daunting to talk about the crucifixion without sounding either morbid or trivial. So I want to just talk about one thing that I think Jesus is teaching us here, and that is that we have to do our theology without violence. That's something Fabio says sometimes, and I've been thinking about it a lot. That we have to do our theology without violence. John's account of the crucifixion is really unsparing in the way it exposes the religious leaders and the way their violence flowed out of their theology. They're so careful to maintain their purity by not going into Pilate's palace, while at the same time, they're literally engineering the murder of an innocent man. They disingenuously proclaim their political allegiance to the emperor in order to protect their own religious authority. And in the next passage, they have the bones of dying men broken so they can keep their celebration day holy. Think about that. Crushing the people who get in the way of holiness. But here's the hard part for us, I think. They believed they were doing the right thing. They sincerely believed violence was how God wanted them to stay pure and protect their people. But Jesus shows us a different way. He doesn't defend himself. When Peter uses his sword, Jesus corrects him. And think about Jesus telling John, "Here is your mother." He could have given John a mission of vengeance, but he gives him family instead, new and unconventional. Many of you know Alyssa and I spent years as missionaries in Mexico. We worked with evangelical Christians. We were evangelical Christians when we started, and in some ways we still are. But over those years, we experienced a kind of transformation in this area. And it's not that we decided our theology should be without violence, because I think we always believed that. But we started to see the way our theology was being used to inflict violence on people. And so we had to change our theology. Just one example. We led the youth group at our church, and two young men who are gay began attending. Now, at first that was okay, but pretty soon the church was expecting us to make them stop being gay. And if we couldn't, well, we were supposed to run them off in order to protect the other young people. It's terrible, and we resigned instead. And then we all got kicked out, and really, the painful part is we were ostracized by people that I still care deeply about. Alyssa likes to remind me that being able to identify someone else's failing doesn't guarantee you won't do the exact same thing. And what if that someone else is just you, only years ago? It's easy to identify what the religious leaders did wrong when they crucified Jesus. But I know it's also so easy to follow their example. May we follow Jesus instead.